I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. With the National Football League now in its regular season, Heisman Trophy winning quarterback Tim Tebow is back in uniform for the New York Mets. Yes, Tebow has hung up his football jersey to swing a baseball bat as he tries to become just the eighth athlete since 1970 to play in both the NFL and Major League Baseball. He had a great first day on Monday.
It was a lot of fun. It was great. It was great to be on a team. It was great to just, you know, go through a warm-up and go through drills and just have fun, take BP, get to know all the guys, you know, try to remember as many names as possible. So it was just fun.
As for what the fans are saying, it doesn't matter to Tebow.
I just try to, you know, focus so much on what I get to do and the opportunity and the blessings and not even pay attention. I'm not, you know, checking social media or paying attention. And if it's a game, I probably turn it when it's a commercial. And so just try not to pay attention to it. Just, you know, try to enjoy the opportunities and take advantage of them. And thankful to be a Met and part of the Mets family and getting out there and just playing baseball.
By Tuesday, the hype had evaporated. Just half of the media and a handful of fans that were watching Monday were gone. But Tebow hit a batting practice home run. And he's already Major League Baseball's top player, at least in the league's online store, where his jersey is currently the best seller. In Italy, rain at Golf Club Milano almost closed the Open d'Italia golf tournament. Event director David Williams.
The downpours have caused us a lot of problems, and also we've also had a couple of suspensions because of the dangerous situation.
The weather eased enough to squeeze in the rest of play by Sunday, and at the end, Italian Francesco Molinari found the winner's pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. He started well and wanted to keep his good play going.
I always had a great start, you know, in the Italian Opens the last few years, so when I had another good start this year, I was telling the guys, you know, it's just one-fourth of the tournament. I don't want to do like the other years and drop back in the next few rounds.
Molinari won by edging out Masters champion Danny Willett of England by one shot. It's the second time Molinari has claimed his national golf title, and it was not as easy as the first one 10 years ago.
This was much, much harder. No comparison. You know, 10 years ago, I didn't even know what I was doing. So it was, you know, there were fewer expectations. I was just playing, you know, enjoying today, coming down the last few holes. It was proper pressure, so I did it somehow, maybe not the prettiest way, but, you know, that's the cup in my arms is the thing that matters, and I'm very proud.
Danny Willett played well enough to win and still didn't.
Frankie's played great all day, hold out well under pressure. If you'd have said you're going to shoot 66, finish 200 par, and you're still going to lose, you know, some days you just get beat.
Jamie McLeary of Scotland didn't come close to winning, but he still drove off with a new Mercedes by making a hole-in-one on the second day at the par 3 10th hole.
I didn't even feel the shot. It was one of those ones you don't even feel, and it just started out right and drew into the flag, pitched like 6-7 feet short, and the guys up on the right were cheering, and I didn't want to think it was in until I got up there, but it was a nice surprise.
McLeary might be surprised when he gets home. He may have to share his new ride.
And my daughter's been asking for a car with no roof and red, but it's got red leather and no roof, so maybe I might treat her to that.
In last week's episode of The Game Room, we explored the controversy over NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick. He is not standing during the playing of the national anthem before games to protest racism and police brutality. His protest has been joined by several other NFL players, and now midfielder Megan Rapinoe of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team and professionally for the Seattle Reign FC in the National Women's Soccer League. U.S. Women's National Soccer Team coach Jill Ellis.
I totally understand where Megan is in terms of her willingness to talk about hard social issues. I respect that and I support that. I think, you know, those conversations should be had.
While Ellis respects what Rapinoe is doing, she doesn't agree.
Me personally, in this environment for a national team, I don't disassociate playing for your country. You know, I think that's a part of the national symbol. So in terms of, you know, standing for a national anthem, I think that's an expectation of a national team player.
Soccer star Megan Rapinoe took a knee during the national anthem for the second straight U.S. women's national team match and fourth game overall on Sunday in Atlanta. The veteran midfielder stubbornly flouted the wishes of the United States Soccer Federation, which has been critical of Rapinoe's protest, but has yet to reveal any punishment. Rapinoe entered as a substitute in the 64th minute as the United States beat the Netherlands 3-1. Fireworks burst over Maracanã Stadium in Rio de Janeiro as the Paralympics closed.
Hello, Brazil. We are looking forward to a wonderful, wonderful closing ceremony. We've had a wonderful time in Brazil, and we thank everybody for your kindness and your support.
China topped the medals table with 107 gold, 81 silver, and 51 bronze for a huge total of 239 overall. Great Britain was second with 64 gold and 147 overall, followed by Ukraine with 41 gold and 117 total. The United States placed fourth, host Brazil was eighth. Japan was 64th as Tokyo prepares to host the next Summer Olympics and Paralympics in 2020. The Game Room opens with new stories each week or play anytime on voanews.com.